Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The city of Soldotna was eligible for and received a grant allocation for $78,565 from the second round of Healthy and Equitable Communities grant funding through the Alaska Department of Health. The funding under this program helps support the creation and sustainability of healthy and equitable communities by increasing or improving access to facilities and community spaces that promote health and physical activity. Soldotna City Manager Stephanie Queen laid out the use of the funds for the Soldotna Parks and Recreation.
The city had previously received the first installment of this grant funding program. It's federal funding that came through the state of Alaska Department of Health, and it came through the COVID era, but it's specific to trying to achieve and support healthy outcomes in communities. The first round of funding we received was just under $52,000, and we used that for our mobile recreation program. So that was the trailer, the additional ice skates, the additional skating aids, and the kind of wrapping and branding of that trailer so that we have a really deployable parks in a box almost that can be rented out or moved around to different facilities.
These funds are intended for the purpose of making the parks and recreation facilities and programming more accessible to all members of the community. Queen explained the use of the approved funding.
It's a formula. It's calculated per community. And the city is eligible for $78,565 this round of funding. Laura Reiner, the assistant to the city manager, coordinated with our parks department. And the recommendation is to use these funds to further expand that program by getting additional summer recreation items that can be put in the trailer, as well as additional ice skates that can be used both at the sports center and off-site, such as Arc Lake and Soldotna Creek Park, as well as the purchase of adaptive skating equipment for skaters with disabilities or a mobility challenge. She had pre-vetted these proposed uses with the granting agency, and they are all deemed eligible.
The Soldotna Parks and Recreation Department stated it will improve access to year-round recreational programming and facilities. With this funding, the community will have more opportunities to be active and enjoy outdoor activities. The Internal Revenue Service will conduct two public auctions that will take place Wednesday, May 17th. The place of the sale for both auctions is the Palmer Courthouse in Palmer. The first auction begins at 11 a.m. with registration beginning at 10:30, selling properties in Willow and Wasilla. The second auction begins at 1:30 p.m. with registration beginning at 1 p.m. selling real estate in Valdez. The first item scheduled for 11 a.m. auction is a cabin on 1.24 acres. Utilities on the property located in Willow. The account number and details are posted on the story at RadioKenai.com. The minimum bid starts at $65,250. The second item at 11 a.m. is 0.96 acres of land in Wasilla. The minimum bid starts at $15,000. And the third item for 11 a.m. auction is 0.92 acres of land located in Wasilla. The minimum bid starts at $13,500. For complete details about the properties, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. Before being permitted to bid at the sale, bidders shall display to the IRS a certified check or cashier's check for at least 10% of the amount of the bid payable to the United States District Court for the District of Alaska. The successful bidder shall tender the balance of the purchase price at the office of the Internal Revenue Service within 60 days after the date the bid is accepted. The only item for the 1 p.m. auction is property containing roughly 18 acres located in Valdez. The minimum bid starts at $86,400. For this property, full payment due upon acceptance of the highest bid. Payment can be made by certified cashiers or treasurer's check drawn on the bank or trust company incorporated under the law of the United States or under the laws of any state, territory, or possession of the United States. For more on the bidding process, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.